Now, the other thing that's kind of behind the scenes a little bit here that we don't really talk about much is the fact that when they have grad night at Disneyland, the young kids really want to have a good time. So they plan ahead possibly to where they might have a little sexual encounter. So I want you to know that this is a very popular thing with the younger people at Disneyland to see if they couldn't get away with that. And I do know that they use the, over on Tom Sawyer's Island, the little graves, the little hole where the graves are, they used to sneak in there. And also where the teepees were, and they had big vicunas there, the kids would get in there and climb underneath the vicunas. So anyway, the park had quite a little bit of a problem trying to maintain all of that on those particular nights. Talk about the fun that the teenagers had, boys and girls. When they opened up Adventures of Inner Space, there was one section in the ride that was actually had a psychedelic feel to it because the stars flying over your head and around you and everything. Well, that became very popular. The kids would get stoned and go on that ride, and needless to say, maybe little things would take place in there along the sexual aspect of it. And it got to be such a popular ride that it was a free ride to go on it. But the kids would just go on it, and then they'd go out and smoke a little more, and then they'd go on it, and golly knows how many times they try to do wondrous things in there. And so finally, they ticketed to where you had to buy a ticket to go on the ride because that was all it was really being used for at that particular time rather than enjoying it for what it was. One of the things that was a little problem was some of the things that took place in the dark rides, because once the kids are in the dark, they figured they could kind of do whatever they wanted, and they get out of it. Even though the lap bar was down, they could still get out of it. And Snow White was a good example. They'd actually get out of the car and steal the apple from the queen, from the witch, in that one little sequence where she says, "Have an apple, dearie." And not only that, they beat the witch up. Well, what happened was they actually, with the black curtains, they built a little alcove to where you could sit there, you know, and look through. And if somebody got out and beat up the witch, they were waiting. The security people would be waiting for them at the end when they got out of the ride and they were thrown out of the park. So that was just some of the little things that used to take place. I certainly hope you enjoyed the stories I told you, because I certainly enjoyed telling them. So I'll have to say goodbye now. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Rolly Crump, be sure to check out It's Kind of a Cute Story by Rolly Crump, as told to Jeff Heimbach, available from Bamboo Forest Publishing, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all other major booksellers.